Okay, good morning everybody. You have to suffer me again. Ele hadvarim, start the Chumash that we're going to start on Shabbos. Ele hadvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael be'ever Eden. And here there is a crucial point. Ele hadvarim, again, if any time, every time we've got something without end, ve ele, vayikra, so it means that it's disconnected itself from what happened before. And says Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Ele HaDvarim, those are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking from himself. Can you agree with this statement? Chumash of Dvarim is written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you agree with this?
Every word is supposed to be from God.
And nevertheless, the Gemara tells us that if you say one letter is not from God, you are a kofer. And here, Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains to us, Ele HaDvarim, those are the words of, nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Impossible. How can it be? And you see, here is a point that a lot of times we take things that we learn, we don't look on the klal, on the whole picture, we just take the mikre, this case, and this is a wrong looking. If you want to observe something in the right way, you have to look at the klal. For example, on the Kabbalah they say that each individual has got everything in him. Another said, whatever we see outside is really inside. Very difficult to understand. We go to a different level to understand and realize that everything in life is connected. And when we talk about a certain case, it's not by itself. It's happened because of the klal, of the universe, of the creation. In other words, if you move one star from the right position, the whole thing is going to collapse. That's not a spiritual fact, but a scientific fact. So anyway, so we look sometimes, a lot of times, my child did something wrong, and he hit his brother. What do I do? You've got any idea? What do I do? My son hit his brother. What do I do?
I sit down with him and I check out what happened. Find out what happened.
In other words, what is the problem with this son? He hates his brother?
No.
So why did he hit him?
He was unable to express what he wanted to in a different way.
And it could well be that the only reason he did what he did, because he wanted, that by the way, one of the very popular reasons, he wanted attention from his father, from his parents. And they didn't give it to him, so he hit his brother. So some people hit him back. Why did you hit your brother? Did they do right or wrong? Definitely wrong. Why? They look at the case and not at the whole picture. They look at the part of the picture. And you have to look at the whole picture. And this is why, when we take the Or HaChaim HaKadosh saying that the Torah, Sefer Dvarim, was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, we have to understand what he means. Because it's impossible for him to really mean that Moshe Rabbeinu sat down, okay, four books God gave me, now I'm going to write my own book. Impossible. Cannot be. So what is it? So they say, Moshe Rabbeinu, God is at a certain point in life of Moshe Rabbeinu, God is saying, Pe el pe adaber bo. Mouth to mouth, I will talk through him. Bo. Not to him, through him. And what is mouth to mouth? Mouth to ear. So, if we connect what Or HaChaim HaKadosh says here, we are talking about Moshe Rabbeinu getting to a level that what he talks is really God talking. But Or HaChaim HaKadosh wanted to tell us the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu got to the highest level a human being can get. He was so connected to God that what he was talking was the words of God. This is, by the way, a lot of other explanations. I love this explanation because this explanation teaches us a lot. What does it teach us? Are we Moshe Rabbeinu? Does God talk through us? Yes. The point is, Are you connected or you're not connected? If you're connected to God, Ele advarim. So you will talk the words of God. For example, if you go to one of the spiritual leaders of today, you can tell him, you know, you're not at the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. God is not talking through your mouth, so I don't have to listen to you. Is he right or wrong? It depends who he is. But the real truth is, if he's a real leader of our generation, a spiritual leader, a tzaddik, a real tzaddik, whatever he talks, what does he talk about? What does he talk about? Think for a minute. If you go to Gdolei Ador, what do they talk about? I have to go and buy a car. I have to go to the Makolet. I have to go on holiday. What do they talk about? Torah. So in other words, their words are the words of God. And if we want to go to take this a step further, think about it. The Rambam, which Rav Katzin very nicely spoke about, Rambam says that each one of us can be Moshe Rabbeinu. Can we be Moshe Rabbeinu? Impossible. How can we be Moshe Rabbeinu? But the thing is, and exactly the idea, that each one of us got a potential. And we have to use this potential. Moshe Rabbeinu, Ele Advarim, at that point, he got to a point where he used his potential to the highest. And that's by the way, when he goes. He did his job, finished his job, he's going up to heaven. And before, the Torah is telling us, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Ele hadvarim asher diber Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu got to the level that God is speaking through him. And that's what we, each one of us, has to do. What do you mean? God told you something to do. What? Each one of us has his own problem. You know, for example, you know, sometimes we feel bad about, you know, we have this scholar, he knows Gemara, right in front and back. You know, if you used to ask Rabbi Yosef Zatzal about a certain thing, he used to quote the book, the page, the line, and the number of the words, the letters from the beginning. Where exactly is this word in the text? This is unbelievable. So people could look at him and say, wow, I never can get to this level, so who am I? A lot of times we learn something and we don't get to the level that we would like to get to. But we see the other guy, wow, he is a genius. What does he do to us? Yetzer Hara tells us, you are nothing. Go and find a different job. Don't sit and learn. Go and work. You know, that's not for you. And that's Yetzer Hara. Because each one of us has got talents. And God didn't leave nobody with no talents, with no ability. Each one of us got abilities, and it's sometimes unbelievable. It reminds me now, there was a very story from the Rabbi Issachar Frank from the States, a very great rabbi. I'm sure that people know who I'm talking about. He's an unbelievable speaker also. So he spoke once in one of the, what is the best university in the state?
Harvard.
And then another one, there is
Princeton. Yale. Princeton.
One of those universities was talking, and they were doing, I don't remember the names, so it won't help. Think about the best you know. What?
YU.
You think about the best university, okay? Because it doesn't matter, that's not the story. The story is that he went there to give a drosha to the Jewish people that used to learn there. And, by the way, they brought a group of retarded people to be a part, also Jewish, to be a part of the idea, like to feel a little holiness and things. And he's giving this beautiful lecture, and suddenly one of those retarded kids stands up. I want to ask a question. He was talking about what I'm saying now. Everybody's got a task in life. Everybody should do something with his life. Everybody's got abilities that he got from God. So this guy stood up and he asked in front of everybody, what is my job? What do I have to do in this world? And Rabbi Issachar Frank for a minute didn't know what to say. And then, but everybody was looking at this guy and starting crying. You know, it gets this guy, it's not a lot he can do. And he's asking a question, now what are you going to answer? It got into the heart of everybody. Suddenly the Rabbi Yisrael friend says, the question you ask now, this is why you're here in this place.
So what?
This is why you're here in this world. This is your job. The question you ask now that awakened everybody in the place. Because you know, when you hear it from somebody like this, it starts ticking. 1 minute. Look, he's asking, what is my job in life? What are we doing with our life? Unfortunately, a few days later, this child died because they don't live, unfortunately, for many years. And he, Rabbi Yisrael Frank, heard about it and he didn't know what to do. You know, how do they look at me? You know, after I did, this is his job in life, and then a few days later he dies. Like, maybe I've got a part in his death. But eventually he decided to go. And he came there, and when they saw him, they were so happy. He says, you don't know what you did for our son. The last days, he was smiling the whole day. And every time I remember this story, and it's a true story, I've got this unbelievable feeling. Yes, I got Kusto. Unbelievable. In other words, each one of us got a job in life. Each one of us can get to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu if we only do our job. What is our job? Which one of us can find it? So maybe I'm good in learning Parashat Shavua. Okay. So I'm not such a great scholar in Gemara. Okay. Maybe I can deal with Mishnah. Maybe I can deal with Midrashim. Whatever it is. Do whatever you can with the tools you've got, and never, ever look at the others from the point of view that he is doing something I cannot do, and you know what? I'm stopping. That's Yetzer Hara. Each one of us got, yes, you should look at others. You should try make yourself better. But put it in your mind that you are not him and he is not you. And each one of us has got a different talent, a different abilities. Ele hadvarim asher diber Moshe. When we're talking about Ele hadvarim, we go to the Pasha and we see a rebuke. And it's very interesting that part of the rebuke is in clues. But then suddenly it's a direct rebuke. When we come to the point of the Meraglim, suddenly we see Moshe Rabbeinu really spilling it out. What you did, you were wrong and came to me and that. And by the way, it's a whole different story than what we read in the Book of Bamidbar. In Book of Bamidbar, it looked like Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them to go because God ordered them to go. But that's not the real picture. The real picture is, Vatavo Elav, you came to me. And then what happened? This is even worse, because what happens is that then we talked about Sinat Chinam this week, and look what's written here. So Am Israel are really sitting in the tents and crying because of the message that they got from the Meraglim. And look what they say. Anna anachnu olim. How can we go into Eretz Israel? Acheinu emesu et levaveinu. They got into our heart and they made us doubt the reason or the cause, or cause it whatever you want. We are now in a terrible situation. We are afraid. We cannot go into Eretz Israel because of what? Because those brothers of us, those Meraglim, which were from the top society of Am Israel at that time, Kulam Anashim, we were all great people. When they came back and said what they said, it had an effect. And this effect influenced Am Yisrael to do this terrible thing and cry to God and blame God with hatred. And because of this, on Tisha B'Av, whatever happened, we're not going to go through it again. But the big lesson here is, Bet HaMikdash is called also Bet HaBchira, House of Choice. What is House of Choice? What is Bet HaBchira? What does it mean? Bet HaMikdash, I understand. Holiness, I understand. What is House of Choice? You can choose to be holy or to be on the other side. It's your decision. That's why it's called Bet HaBchira. And where is Bet HaBchira? In each one of us. The Asuli Mikdash, we talked about it, Veshachanti Betochan. In other words, we have to decide, to make the decision. They say, Mishenichnas Av Mema'atim Besimcha. What does it mean? You have to reduce your happiness, yes? The Rav Adam Sinai brings the words of the Rav Salant and says, explains a whole different thing. You know, wait, what does it mean? Mishenichnas Av Mema'atim Besimcha? Mishenichnas Av Mema'atim Psik Besimcha. In other words, if you want to translate it to English, reduce happily. In other words, a Jew has to be happy all the time. But not only when it's good and nice, also when he's not allowed to cut his hair, when he's not allowed to wash, when he's not allowed to eat meat and drink wine, he reduces his joys in life. But how does a Jew do this? In happiness. Mema'atim. How do you do Mema'atim? Besimcha. You'll be happy. And the same thing is, we are ordered to the mitzvahs. So the Bet HaMikdash, which is like the idea of keeping the mitzvahs, tells us it's called Bet HaBchira. Because it's our task in life to make the right decision and from our own will to choose to do the mitzvahs. Yes, I have to do the mitzvahs. But I don't do them because I have and I'm being forced to do them. I do them why? Because I want to do them. I choose to do them. That's a very high level of keeping the mitzvahs. Of course, if somebody keeps the mitzvahs because God ordered him to keep the mitzvahs, it's okay, it's no problem, it's 100%. But if we want to elevate the level, we have to keep the mitzvahs because we choose to keep them. It's our choice. The house of choice. Bet HaBchira. That's the Bet HaMikdash. This is the way we built Bet HaMikdash. And I want to finish this with an interesting thing that everybody, I think, knows this Midrash. And this Midrash talks about Rabbi Yanai and peddler. How do you call Rochel in English? Peddler? Right? Those who go in the street and sell things from house to house? Ma'ase berochel echa. One with this peddler. Shaya machazir ba'ayarot shesmuchot le'tzipori. It's all around the Tzipori here in Eretz Israel, and selling his stuff. And he was shouting, "Man ba'ay le'mizban sam chayim." Who wants to buy the acid of life, the drug of life? Who wants to buy? The same time, Reb Yanai, which is one of the greatest scholars, sitting in his living room, and he hears this peddler outside shouting, "Who wants to buy the drug of life?" He shouts to him back, "I want to buy, come here." He says, no, it's not for you. It's not for you. He gets out of the house and says, "I want to buy the drug of life." He says, "It's not for you." He insists. He says, "You know what? Okay." Takes out the book of the healing and tells him, "Mi ha'isha chafetz chayim?" "Mi ha'isha chafetz chayim?" And then written what? Says, "Who wants to live? Who wants life?" And what does the David HaMelech later on write? "Netzor leshoncha mera, sur mera ve'aseh tov." Says Rabbi Yanai, "Wow, now I understand what Shlomo HaMelech is saying in Mishle. Shomer pivul shono, shomer mitzarot nafsho." Those who keep their mouths from talking badly, they are keeping themselves from problems, from troubles. I'm asking you, Rabbi Yanai, really? Why? You don't know the meaning of this pasuk? What is this peddler renewed you? What chidush have you got here?" Says Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, the Rav Salanter used to pick a story about a tzaddik that was called, here I'll tell you the name, this is a real story, Reb Leib Mikel. He was well known, a scholar that used to sit and learn the whole day. One day, he went out of the Beis HaMidrash and went to the grocer and told the grocer, which was Jewish, of course, says, "I'm going to sit here in your place for an hour. Go to the Beis HaMidrash and learn something." It looks like a story. What does it mean? He says, He knew how important is learning Torah. He's a scholar. But he also knew, what did the Rav Katzin talk before? Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. He says, this guy is sitting the whole day in his shop. Doesn't learn nothing. Doesn't come to here to Ra'anana and sit and learn and listen to shiurim. He doesn't go to Shiur Azaf Hayomi. He doesn't do anything. What's going to be with him? You know what? I'm going to go to him. I'm going to offer him that I'm going to replace, which means I stop learning for 1 hour. But why? Because I don't want to learn. Because I want to do good to my brother. I want you to go. Says Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, you know what the chidush Rabbi Yanai had? Rabbi Yanai thought that teaching Torah is where? In Beis HaMidrash. Outside? That's not a place for Torah. What? It's dirty. It's a lot of problems. And by the way, in Hebrew, Lo telech rachil be'amecha. What does it mean? Lashon hara. What is rechilut? Lashon hara. How do we call the peddler in Hebrew? Rochel. Why? Why is Rochel connected to Rechilut? Very simple. He used to go to one house, then to the other house, and he tells that house what he heard in this house. And then, today, by example, if you want to do this, you have certain barbers. You go to the barber, and somebody tells you a story about the whole neighborhood. If you go to somebody all the time, the same guy. At that time, it was the Rochel. Today, we don't see it. The Rochel used to take words from this house, and he was, let's say, spreading Lashon Hara all over. And here, Rabbi Yanai learns. You see, this guy, that he is in charge of Lashon Hara, what is he doing? He's selling. What is he selling? Lashon Hatov. He's selling life. He's selling Torah. In other words, Torah can be spread everywhere. And that was the chiddush. If we think that we sit with ourselves in the Beis HaMidrash and that's our job, no. Our job is to have a good influence on our family, on our neighbors, not only at home, not only in Beis HaMidrash, also outside. And if we do this, if we spread this all over, then we will have Beis HaMikdash with Rabbi Yameinu. Amen.